Coda. The Great Law of Peace. A loose military alliance among the Seneca, Cayuga, Onondaga, Oneida, Mohawk, and after about 1720, the Tuscarora, the Haudenosaunee were probably the greatest indigenous polity north of the Rio Grande in the two centuries before Columbus, and definitely the greatest in the two centuries after. The evidence is unclear, but the ancestors of the Five Nations, neighboring bands of gatherers and hunters, may have lived in their homeland since the glaciers retreated from the Finger Lakes, the 11 deep, narrow lakes that lie like cat scratches across central New York State. Sometime around 1000 AD, the Indian agricultural trinity of maize, beans, and squash appeared in the area. Taking up agriculture, the Finger Lakes people, by now consolidated into five main groups, lined the region's hills with farms. Population rose, as has happened time and time again, when human societies make the transition from foraging to farming. The burgeoning cultures took to fighting with each other. Because the abduction, injury, or death of a family member had to be revenged, every violent incident led to a spiral of brutal tit-for-tat skirmishes. From this brutal environment, a heroic figure emerged, Daganoweda, the peacemaker. So little is known about Daganoweda's life that archaeologists disagree about whether he actually walked the earth or belongs entirely to the realm of legend. Various traditions provide different accounts of his background, but most say that Daganoweda was not a member of the Five Nations. He was a shamanic outsider who was born to a virgin girl in a village far to the north. Abjuring his past, he floated from his home village in a canoe made from white stone and wandered the Adirondack and Allegheny forests, then a place of constant violence and apparently intermittent cannibalism. Daganoweda had a message of peace. He couldn't easily promulgate it, though, because he had a tragic flaw, a severe speech impediment, perhaps a stutter. Somehow he connected with Iyanwatha, an Onondaga who was a famous orator. As Hiawatha, this man became the protagonist of the historically confused epic poem of that name by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. With Iyanwatha as Daganoweda's spokesman, the two men confronted Tododaho, the powerful leader of the Onondaga, a shaman in his own right, and a warrior leader who was so deeply locked into the logic of prideful violence that he regarded the thought of peace as a betrayal. In the ensuing conflict, Tododaho killed Iyanwatha's three daughters, nearly derailing the quest for peace. Other versions have the girls killed in a raid. Whatever the circumstances, Iyanwatha vowed that no parent would ever experience such a loss again and rededicated himself to spreading Daganoweda's ideas. Over the years, Daganoweda and Iyanwatha persuaded the Seneca, Cayuga, Oneida, and Mohawk to form an alliance instead of constantly fighting. Tododaho and the Onondaga continued to refuse. In a parley, Daganoweda took a single arrow and invited Tododaho to break it, which he did easily. Then he bundled together five arrows and asked Tododaho to break the lot. He couldn't. In the same way, Daganoweda prophesied, the Five Nations, each weak on its own, would fall into darkness unless they all banded together. Soon after Daganoweda's warning, a solar eclipse occurred. The shaken Tododaho agreed to add the Onondaga to the nascent alliance. But he drove a hard bargain, demanding that the main Onondaga village, now buried under the present-day city of Syracuse, New York, become the headquarters for the Confederacy. Despite all the convulsions of history, the Onondaga have kept the council fire burning for Haudenosaunee to this day, and Tododaho has remained the title for the alliance's main speaker.